Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings San Francisco. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, November 24th. You'll be interested to know. 54 years ago, today, in 1971, a man calling himself D.B. Cooper calmly hijacked a Boeing 727, secured ransom, and parachuted into the night, creating one of aviation's most baffling mysteries. His audacious escape highlighted vulnerabilities in commercial flight security and spurred major improvements in passenger screening and aircraft procedures nationwide. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday at Ocean Beach. This morning, it's looking clean with waves at 7 to 9+ feet. Conditions should hold steady until noon, when they drop slightly to 7 to 9 feet. Winds are offshore at 7 miles per hour now, shifting to sideshore at 6 miles per hour by midday. Best time to ride is at 2 p.m. with a 4-foot outgoing high tide, when the west swell is 6 feet at 15 seconds and the offshore wind is 4 mile per hour. The first low tide on Monday will be 3.5 feet at 7 a.m., followed by a 5.5-foot high tide just before 1. The nearshore buoy in San Francisco Bar reads 58 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start strong on Tuesday, with clean sets reaching 5 to 7+ feet and light offshore winds. Wednesday sees a slight decrease to 3 to 4 feet, maintaining clean conditions early but shifting to fair as the day progresses. By Thursday, expect smaller 2 to 3+ feet surf, with choppy conditions developing as winds pick up throughout the day. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and it feels like 54 degrees with 7 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:53 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:01. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 58 and a north wind near 6 to 9 miles per hour. Wednesday and Thanksgiving Day stay mostly to partly sunny, with highs around 58 to 59 and mild nights near 48 to 51. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, as the sun set on October 8th, a gray pickup truck drove south across the Golden Gate Bridge and crashed into barriers at the toll booths, with no injuries reported. This incident was one of 4 toll booth collisions that week, contributing to a total of 45 crashes this year, the highest since 2018. Bridge authorities are concerned about this spike in collisions, with experts attributing many incidents to distracted driving. While some advocate for redesigning the toll infrastructure, the Bay Area Toll Authority plans to remove toll booths at other bridges, but there are no current plans for the Golden Gate Bridge. The Bridge District is also preparing for a significant upgrade, ensuring its functionality during major earthquakes. Now on to sports. Davante Adams caught 2 of Matthew Stafford's 3 touchdown passes during the Rams' 31-point first half, leading Los Angeles to a decisive 34-7 victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Hoopy Durant returned an interception 50 yards for a touchdown, contributing to the Rams' 6th consecutive win, now at 9 wins and 2 losses. Stafford, who completed 25 of 35 passes for 273 yards, extended his streak of 308 consecutive pass attempts without an interception. Baker Mayfield struggled for the Buccaneers, throwing two interceptions before exiting the game with a sprained left shoulder. In local sports, the 49ers, now at 7 wins and 4 losses, recently celebrated a return to form thanks to quarterback Brock Purdy. Meanwhile, the Panthers, with a record of 6 wins and 5 losses, are aiming to end their playoff drought since 2017. Coach Dave Canales emphasized the importance of this championship opportunity. Star player Christian McCaffrey will face his former team for the first time, while rookie Tatero McMillan has emerged as a key contributor for Carolina. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern on ESPN. In top news, Costco has quietly addressed a significant customer checkout issue. The chain, known for its no-frills business model, aims to minimize costs and pass savings to members. Our operating philosophy has been simple. Keep costs down and pass the savings on to our members. Recently, Costco upgraded its checkout process, combining human cashiers with new technology. CEO Ron Vacris explained that employees can scan items while members are in line, speeding up the process. Additionally, Costco is rolling out membership scanning devices at store entrances to reduce unauthorized membership sharing. Overall, members seem to support these changes, acknowledging benefits like reduced checkout delays and theft prevention. In business news, the American middle class is becoming increasingly weary after nearly 5 years of high prices. Many middle-class earners thought life would be more affordable by now, but costs for goods and services are 25% above 2020 levels. Polly Frew, a college communications director, stated life felt more doable a year and a half ago. The Pew Research Center defines the middle class as having a household income between about $66,666 and $200,000. Inflation has made everyday items like coffee and car repairs markedly more expensive. Many middle-class families are feeling financially strained as rising costs continue to outpace wage increases. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% over the weekend to $87,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just over $2,800. And XRP is up 4% to $2.07. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. One of America's most dangerous volcanoes will soon power homes. Tapping energy from super-hot rock could produce cheap, clean, constant energy almost anywhere, if drills and wells can survive intense heat and pressure. Engineers are building the hottest geothermal power plant on Earth on the slopes of Newberry Volcano, which is one of the largest and most hazardous active volcanoes in the United States, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The plant has already reached temperatures of 629 degrees Fahrenheit and will start selling electricity to nearby homes and businesses next year. Mazama Energy, the startup behind the project, aims to reach temperatures above 750 degrees, potentially transforming geothermal power into a major player in the world's electricity systems. And in entertainment news, rental family, Nuremberg, and sentimental value are holding strong amid the dominating presence of Wicked at the box office. rental family, from Searchlight Pictures, open to an estimated $3 and $300,000 and received an overall A cinema score. The film features Brendan Fraser, who plays a struggling American actor in modern-day Tokyo. James Vanderbilt's Nuremberg, starring Russell Crowe and Rami Malek, surpassed $11 million in its third week. Sentimental Value by Joachim Trier grossed $1,800,000, featuring Stellan Skarsgård and Elle Fanning. Limited releases also showed promise, with various films expanding their audiences. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. And he said, "Success is the maximum utilization of the ability that you have." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Morning San Francisco.